This is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a new episode of the podcast where I give you matchup breakdowns on teams, players, as well as in-depth previews for every NFL matchup that week, excluding Thursday Night Football. On Monday, you're going to be getting player and team analysis from what happened over the weekend for that weekend's games, our question and answer day where you guys can send me questions and I'll answer them for you is going to be moved to Wednesday. And again, all questions can go directly to stevethescout81@gmail.com. As well as each Wednesday, I'll be giving you a scouting report on a college player for next year's NFL draft. And every Friday is going to be an in-depth preview of that weekend's games. I appreciate you guys. Follow me for more news on stevethescout.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter for news at stevethescout81.
Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Today is September 3rd, 2018, and we had a big blockbuster move over the weekend with the Raiders trading Khalil Mack. Look, typically, the things that I go over on this show are scouting, things that have to do with play on the field, but I really wanted to give my insight on this because I believe that there are undisclosed reasons why the Raiders made this trade, reasons that are not being talked about in the media. I believe everything they're giving you in terms of why they traded Mack, it's bull, it's BS, it's a front, and I'm going to tell you the real reasons why they traded Khalil Mack today. Also going to be going over the Teddy Bridgewater trade in just a little bit of detail, not too much, but today's focus is to go over four undisclosed reasons why the Raiders really traded Khalil Mack to the Chicago Bears. I did mention on today's episode on Friday that I would be on Monday today going over the new premier position in the NFL. That will be on Wednesday now, as you know, this is definitely relevant content that I wanted to express to you today on Monday. And again, I mean, this is typically not stuff that I go over, but I am very convicted that it's bull and it's BS, the reasons that the media is giving you for why Khalil Mack was traded. So let's first go over just really quickly, before I dive into that, I'm going to go over really quickly the Teddy Bridgewater trade and just my thoughts on that. Teddy Bridgewater, here's why that made sense for him and why it made sense for the Saints. They gave up a third round pick to get him. So obviously they have to believe that there is a chance that he can be their quarterback of the future. I have said it numerous times, Teddy Bridgewater should be a starting quarterback in this league. Strictly watching the game tape, he scans the field incredibly well, reads defenses. I mean, he gives you, and he has enough arm strength. He gives you most of the things that you need to be successful. He's a smart quarterback who's not going to turn it over, and he's just a guy that knows how to work inside of an NFL system and can do it very well. Look, before he got hurt, he was a Pro Bowl quarterback. Now, if you're Teddy Bridgewater and the Saints, here's why this is a win-win deal. First of all, if you're Teddy and you want to maximize your career, I can't think of a better way to maximize your career than to study under Sean Payton and Drew Brees. When you want to look at head coach, play callers, quarterback combinations, it's among the best in the history of the NFL. Teddy Bridgewater should excel in that offense. The other reason is this: is although Teddy Bridgewater is cleared to play, you know, the injury that he had, it was not a typical injury that, you know, you come back a year later and you're okay. This is something that will end the careers for a lot of players. So if you ask me, although he's healthy and he's cleared to play, if he can take even another year off and get even healthier and rehab it more, that might help him in terms of his long-term health. Now, yes, I'm sure he wants to start right away, but if you look at what he has there, he's going to learn from Sean Payton and Drew Brees again, one of the best combinations of quarterback and coach to learn from, and he will have a system that he knows he can win in once Drew Brees is no longer in the league. And I would guess that Drew Brees probably is only going to be playing for another few years. Plus, if he gets hurt, you know, that's gonna help him, you know, get on the field sooner. But look, in terms of a dream system to play in, it's a great one. It gives him more time to adapt to a new offense, make sure he's even more healed up than he was before, and he legitimately can be the future quarterback of the New Orleans Saints for years to come. They have talent all over the field, so it is a good system for him to be in for those reasons. Yeah, Teddy's good enough to start this year, but it is still a bit risky throwing him back into the fire, this quickly. And I know it's been a few years since he got hurt, but look, that was a gruesome injury, one that'll end the career for a lot of players. So I think this is a good fit for Teddy. Now, moving on to the main thing that I wanted to talk about today, the undisclosed reasons why the Raiders really traded Khalil Mack. And I'll tell you that there are four of them. Number one is this. John Gruden, I don't give a damn what you hear. He is the real GM of this team. They courted him, you know, Mark Davis courted him for 6 years trying to get him to be the coach again. But Gruden was making $6.5 million a year at ESPN, and he wasn't going to leave it without something very lucrative. Yes, Gruden wanted to go back into coaching, but when he signed that contract, you know, he essentially became the GM of that team. Sources have said that it was crystal clear that Reggie never wanted to trade Khalil Mack at all. And when John Gruden came in there, they essentially made him, you know, the CEO and the GM of that team, very similar to Bill Belichick. It was said that they admit that, you know, McKenzie and Gruden would make decisions as a unit, but that's BS. Gruden is the real GM of that team. Now looking at the fact that John Gruden has all that creative control, here's honestly what I think. Gruden is a madman in a positive sense. It's in a positive, non-threatening, and productive sense. This is Gruden's team. He wants his fingerprints on the team. And this is his team way more than just the scope of head coach. Again, he has Bill Belichick type responsibility now. Gruden is a visionary, and you know what visionaries want? They want to be the creator of everything. And as the creator, I believe that, again, he wants his fingerprints on the team, and he wants to draft this team as his own. So with that being said, you know, if he's going to go in there and they're going to pay Khalil Mack all this money, that takes away John Gruden's creative control and ability to really form a team of his own, because they're locked into a lot of money with Khalil Mack, considering he was asking for more money than Aaron Donald. So I think the one reason is that Gruden is the real GM of the team. Maybe that's not an undisclosed reason, but what is undisclosed is the fact that John Gruden really wants us to be the team that he builds up himself. He wants to be the creator of it, and he can't be the creator if he's shelling out that kind of money to Khalil Mack. Gruden was paid. He's paid a guaranteed $100 million over the course of 10 years. the most of any coach in the history of the NFL. And along with that, he got all the responsibilities and decision making that he could ever want. I don't care what anyone says, Gruden's the real GM of that team. And because of the fact that he wants to be the creator, that's part of the reason that he got rid of Khalil Mack. That's undisclosed and something that they're not mentioning. The second undisclosed reason is this, is they're not going to say it, but this team is old and they can't win right now. Those two reasons. Thus, paying Khalil Mack all that money is not going to change any of that. They are forced to build for the future. Now, they're not going to tell you that the team is old and they can't win now, but that really is the case. Let's go and actually look at the roster of the Oakland Raiders. So when you look at the Raiders from top to bottom, yeah, they have Derek Carr, who's your future quarterback, and you need to build around him, but you need to build with younger guys. Jordy Nelson is an aging wide receiver at the end of his career. Amari Cooper, he as great of a route runner as Amari Cooper is, he dropped a lot of balls last year, and he's proven that. To me, he's not a number one wide receiver. He is a great slot receiver. But they need a guy on the outside for the future, and they don't have that. Jordy Nelson is not the long term answer there. They're going to have to replace Donald Penn. They need some more help at tight end. Marshawn Lynch doesn't have that many more years left. Outside of him, they have Doug Martin, who's well past his prime due to injuries. And if you look at what they have at the middle linebacker position, they went from Navarro Bowman to Derek Johnson, two of the best middle linebackers of the recent generation. But Derek Johnson's at the end of his career. When you look at what they have in their secondary, they don't have much there. So this team is old, aging, and they have a lot of holes to fill. Are they going to disclose that reason? Absolutely not, but that's the case. And here's the third reason, and I think John Gruden and the Raiders are not going to say this because they know it's going to scare fans and it's going to make them look like they're crazy. But what the Raiders need is they needed a better pass rush. Regardless of the fact that they had Khalil Mack, they didn't get after the quarterback as much as you would have Raiders fans would have liked to see last year. But what they're not mentioning is this, is their rookie draft pick, Arden Key, has been the MVP of training camp of the entire team for the Oakland Raiders. That means a guy on a rookie contract you didn't have last year, you're paying a minimal money, and he's giving the best production of any player on that defense. Now, considering the fact that they have all those holes, and they've also gotten production out of other rookies like PJ Hall and Maurice Hurst, it takes away some of the need to keep Khalil Mack. But they're not going to say that because Raiders fans and football fans are going to think they're crazy for saying these unproven rookies who haven't played a regular season game in the NFL last year can help you know, with that production in Khalil Mack's absence. It sounds crazy to say it, but I believe that helped push John Gruden over the edge, especially the play of Arden Key and Maurice Hurst, to say, you know what, maybe we can be okay without Khalil Mack, and we can now invest in some of these other areas that we need to invest in. Because as I mentioned, they're old and they have holes on their roster. Now while that's all true, is this. The fourth reason and the last reason that they were okay with making the Khalil Mack trade is next year's NFL draft might be the most loaded one in history in terms of guys that can disrupt the quarterback playing in the front seven. Look at all these and they have two first round draft picks they can use to add firepower to their front seven. Look who's available in the draft next year. Ed Oliver from Houston, Raekwon Davis from Alabama, Rashawn Gary from Michigan, Devin White from LSU, Joey Bosa's younger brother Nick, who's going to probably be just as good as Joey in the NFL. You have Farrell from Clemson. You have Dexter Lawrence from Clemson. You have Devin Bush from Michigan. This is a scary, scary draft class when you look at the amount of pass rush talent that is available in the front seven. And considering in the trade for Khalil Mack, they got two first-round picks next year. On top of that, they got a third-rounder in 2020 and a sixth-rounder. They can add pass rush talent. No, I'm not saying that any of these guys can be Khalil Mack, but yes, I understand Khalil Mack's value, but he's one guy. They have holes all over, and if they can add two or three good defensive players, I mean, especially in next year's draft, a lot of these defensive players are home run picks. Again, I'm not saying they're going to be Khalil Mack, but you know, you also can get two of those guys, and you don't have to, and you pay them on their rookie contracts, thus freeing up money to do other stuff. So again, the real reasons why the Raiders traded Khalil Mack that they're not disclosing. Again, number one, John Gruden is the real GM, and as the real GM and real CEO of this team, he wants to build this team as its own. He wants to be the creator, and he knows he can't do that paying Khalil Mack all that money. Second, the team is old, and they can't win now. Thus, having Khalil Mack, it's not going to change that, and they are forced to build for the future. Thus, why I went through their roster and broke all that down. Third, they're not going to mention, again, that they are getting that Arden Key, their rookie, has been the MVP of Raiders camp, because there'd be a huge backlash from fans if their Raiders are going to come out and say, well, Arden Key can replace Khalil Mack, and a combination of PJ Hall and Maurice Hurst are going to help with that. They're not going to say that, but look, it pushed him over the edge to make that trade, because he said, you know what, that may be an area that we're getting better at, and now we can invest in other resources because these rookies are coming on strong. And again, they're not going to mention the fourth reason that next year's draft is loaded with pass rushers, because again, there's going to be a backlash, people saying you can't replace Khalil Mack. But those are the four reasons why he's the real GM. Team is old, can't win now. Rookie pass rushers and next year's NFL draft. That is why the Raiders traded Khalil Mack. On top of that, the team does have cash flow issues. They don't really have the money to pay him, and you know, I don't buy for one second that Reggie McKenzie is the real GM of this team. This is all John Gruden. Sources have even said that it was crystal clear again that Reggie McKenzie never wanted to trade Khalil Mack. So with that being said, those are the undisclosed reasons why. That wraps up everything today on the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Join me back on Wednesday when I unveil and discuss the new premier position in the NFL. We all know that edge rusher, quarterback, left tackle, shutdown corner, although there's hardly many shutdown corners because it's one of the hardest things to do in the NFL, but those are premier positions that teams will pay extra money for, and more so now than they did in years past. But I believe because the NFL has become a passing league, there is a new premier position in that league, which I will discuss with you guys on Wednesday, September 5th. Guys, this is Steve the Scout with the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Enjoy the rest of your day and your holiday or whenever you're listening to this. You guys have a great one. We'll talk to you soon. You guys take care.